Hello again, everyone. This is Norman Rozell. On October 30th, 1984, my colleague, Washington Jefferson Jackson, was called by Detroit's CBS affiliate, Channel 2, WJBK, to cover the story of Detroit's most notorious holiday, Devil's Night. Channel 2 was asked by CBS in New York to provide a veteran reporter who could give some insight as to Devil's Night and other past outbursts of violence in the Motor City, most notably and most recently being the World Series celebrations following the Detroit Tigers championship victory only a week ago. If possible, that reporter also be from Detroit. Well, the choice was clear. Washington Jefferson Jackson from WDMZ AM 66 in Detroit would be that reporter and make his nationwide television debut with the images and the story on what would become noted as the apex of the violence, with over 800 fires responded to, countless arrests, and police confrontations. But as luck would have it, there was no national debut for Washington, no report filed, and no one, except for a select few, knew what happened that night on Detroit's east side. Those that were able to obtain an urban legend copy of the recording went about on their way and pilfered some great lines from Washington and injected them into such things as film and popular music. They have become, over the years, legends in and of themselves, but the original source was Washington on that night of October 30th. Now, what you'll hear is Washington on the phone talking to the news producer, who is also a reporter, of TV2, and some exchanges with the cameraman, who was also driving the van that they were sitting in that evening. You will not hear the news producer on the phone at all, as the cameraman secretly hit the record button on a small tape recorder that he had brought with him that evening. He thought no one would believe what Washington said that night, and now I ask you to listen and enjoy the unedited version of the urban legend tape of Devil's Night 1984. Take it back and away, Washington.